Hello, everyone. I know I look extremely lovely. You are catching me on Casual Friday. Actually, this is the Tribe News Show, so I usually go a little bit more casual for the Tribe News Show. What this is for all my newbies is I'm going to tell you all the exciting things that are going to happen next month so that you get like a preview of what to look forward to, how to continue on with your journey, all the kinds of things. But because it is Friday, this is my casual day. I don't do many calls on Fridays. I also had to get my nails done, so I went with the gray and letting the face breathe. For all of you who don't know, I'm also moving boxes today. I have the 6 day girls coming in. So if you don't know what that is, we have events available only to private members all year long. So there are all kinds of events for you guys, anything and everything you could ever want, totally available to you. And so the first one for 2020 is one of the exciting ones for me personally. It is called the 6 day, which is 70 of your tribe sisters are coming to town. They signed up a few months ago to work with me over 6 days to really take a deep dive personally and immersively into their personal weight loss journey. So they're all coming in. I will be going to the hotel. We start Sunday and we go through Friday. I arrive at the hotel tomorrow with literally 2 carloads of boxes and binders and all the things. So it's pretty exciting. And for all of you who are members who don't know, if you are interested in coming to town to do immersive weekends where you remove, one of the things I love about our events is it gives you that opportunity to step away from your normal life, take some time to really focus in on you and create that next level and figure out like what's standing in my way to get to where I'm wanting to go. All of our events are about that. Like everything that we do from our camps, which are, you know, there's 300 to 400 of you together who are, you know, we workshop. I coach like a crazy person for 3 straight days where we really dive deep into the mindset around the weight loss. So I want you to think about camps are more like, this is where we come to where I help you excavate some stuff, like things that you might not be uncovering for yourself when you're at home, just because you got life and you might not be willing to, you know, like take a look at it, not because you're scared of it or not because you think it's going to make you broken, but it's like a lot of times we just don't go there without being pushed. And when you come to camp, you're there where I am live coaching and we are doing stuff and I am teaching concepts that are the most common things that are standing in the way of weight loss. And then we also have Don't Stop Believing, which guys, if you're going to do it, training starts February 2nd. Registration is going to officially close on February the 15th, I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but it's sometime around, I know it's in mid-February, but we're closing it down for the virtual and for the in-person simply because we have to order medals and t-shirts. There's so much stuff that comes with the DSB, which is Don't Stop Believing, that one, we want to make sure that you get to maximize the training time, the coaching that we're going to be doing in the private groups, all that kind of stuff. But the other thing is, there's a lot of lead time that we have to have in order to order all the things. And then I want to make sure that everybody who's doing it virtually also gets their t-shirts, their medals, and everything in the mail 2 weeks prior to the race so that you guys will have it for yourself when you kickstart. So if you're going to sign up, you need to get that done so that you're not missing out and being like, oh, I wish I had registered. It looks like everybody's training for it and that kind of stuff. I am super excited because we have we have over 300 right now of you who are doing the virtual version of the Don't Stop Believing, if I'm not mistaken. There's around 300 doing the in-person as of right now and 300 doing the virtual. My numbers may be off. Kathy, if you're here and you want to run over, in fact, I can pull it up, but if you want to, I'll look it up. I've got my stuff coming. But it's really amazing. I love being able to give the gift to everyone events. I have always found that going to events where I study, like, if y'all wonder, like, what makes it so, how I just know so much and whatnot, it is because I go to these things and I immerse myself and I remove myself away from the distraction of my office and Facebook and all the things. And we also have Kathy's Relationship Weekend. So there's a transformation weekend where Kathy and I are co-hosting. Kathy's the primary for that one. But if I was all of you, I would just go to pnptribe.com, look up live events, and just see all the things. All right. What else we got going on? My friend is wanting to join. What's the down payment and the monthly fee? It's $289 to join, Margaret, PNP, just like all of you paid. And then it's $59 a month starting 30 days after they join. Our next opening is going to be April 1st through 3rd. We're not going to be open but 3 days this time. So get in while you fit in, as they say. All right, let me look up my notes for today. Oh, I do this every single time. I get off my notes every single time I try to do something last second. All right, this is what we're going to be doing in February. So in your massive action lines, guys, your massive action line is your weekly newsletter that comes to you. And inside of that is going to be this month some journal prompts all about the future self. So we're going to be doing a lot of work this next month on just helping you use your, like, if you look in your planner, I don't have mine with me. Mine's always on the couch downstairs where I do all of my planning. I'm always like, let me look at my planner. Oh, yeah, I don't have my planner with me. If you look in the back of your planner, there are some blank pages that say TDL and journal, and then there's models at the bottom. For all of you who are wondering what that is, when you start phase two of No BS, you will be introduced to all of those things. It is also in your planner on every single one of your daily journal pages. So like when you open it up on the right-hand side, you'll see a blue box and then guided prompts on how to do your models. So we're going to give you some journal prompts this month that are all about future self. I'm a really big believer in teaching you guys how to start thinking from who you want to be. The biggest mistake that I see in weight loss is we do a lot of deciding on what we're going to put on our realistic plan and what we're going to eat based on our past failures. So I'm a big fuck up. I never get it right. It's hard for me to lose weight. I did a diet in 82 where I didn't eat any kind of fat, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm going to put on my realistic plan today. I'm going to let all of that mirror all the bullshit that I think about my past. Rather than what I want to teach you was what? How do we lose weight the way we want to live it and never have to do the shit ever again? That's future forward thinking. So what I want to do is spend some time during February thinking about our future selves and getting your brain used to going to what you want first, deciding and thinking from that mindset, and then saying, okay, if I want to lose my weight the way I want to live it, and I want to lose it for the rest of my life, that is hope. That is forward thinking. That is like optimism and whatnot, right? Curiosity. That's what we want to plan with. That's what we want to be thinking about. You do not want to be sitting around desperate, afraid, scared of all the bullshit that we think about and be like, now it's time to make a plan. No, we don't make plans from fear and we don't make plans from being scared and all that shit. So it's a skill that you have to cultivate and you have to learn on how do you start thinking forward rather than thinking backward. So we're going to be giving you journal prompts this month that allow you to start thinking about your future self. And I know some of you are sitting there right now going, oh my God, Corinne, I don't know. I can't even picture her. She scares me. She does all the things. We're going to do some stuff this next month to hopefully break down the barrier between you and her so that you can see her as a friend and an asset and a guide rather than somebody who's untouchable and mysterious that we've never met before. Okay? So that's coming up in February, and that will be in that massive action line each week. So for all of my accountability groups, my girls who are solo artists, my, you know, dynamic duos, whichever one you are, you'll have your massive action line. It will come to your email box every Sunday at noon. If you're not getting that email from us, all you have to do is email support at pnptribe.com so that we can look as to what's going on. Now, here's what we normally find. I'm not getting those emails. The hell's happening? Go, especially if you are a Gmail user or a Hotmail user.
These are the two biggest offenders. Run a search on your inbox. Type in PNP Tribe, one word. Just PNP Tribe, one word. A lot of times our emails are going to your promotions tabs and your spam tabs and your junk folders. You will need to move it into your inbox and you need to tell Gmail and tell Hotmail, I want this email. And I will tell you, some stuff will come through in your inbox and some stuff won't. So I would just take a look. The majority of the email you're ever going to receive from us is going to be that one on Sunday. If you're getting that one, you're getting the most important one. The Massive Action Line should be read every month. We keep it short and sweet so that you're not having to, like, let me sit down and read my manifesto from Corinne every week as to all the things that are going to happen. I keep it short and sweet. Here's some calls this week, the optional calls to attend, so that you don't have to always go to the calendar if you don't want to. We have the calendar on the website, but I want you to be able to be like, and here's the glance of the week. And then here are the three things you can do to lose weight this week. So that's what your Massive Action Line will have in it. The other thing we're going to be looking at this month is a lot about the discovery worksheet. So we had an amazing discovery worksheet call last Thursday where I coached. It was such a good call. We're going to do another lab. You guys have been saying that you really like the discovery worksheet labs because it's very targeted. It's very specific to the overeating stuff that we like to talk about. So we're going to do another one of those with me next month. And we are also going to next month do a lot of practice work in the Massive Action Line on hunger scale. So you're going to see more challenges and different ways to look at the hunger scale. Okay. The second thing to watch for next month, we do have some bonus calls. So all bonus calls are always optional. Do not think you need to be listening live. I am going to tell you right now, here's how I like to roll. I belong to probably 5 memberships for different things. I've got my self-development memberships I belong to. I've got 2 different ones of those that I belong to. I've got 2 different business ones that I belong to. And then I have like a very personal one that I belong to. I never attend live, ever. Like, ever. I just don't. I don't like to. Do you know why? I really enjoy personally listening at my leisure. When I like to listen, when I can minimize my distractions, when I got my notebooks and my notepads and my coffee and all the things sitting right there. I do a lot of listening on the treadmill. So I don't want anyone here to think, like, this is a thought error for sure. If you're thinking, well, if I can't attend live, I must be missing out on something. No, you're not. The only way you're going to miss out on something is if you decide you have to take everything in. Like, I am doing a discovery worksheet call every month. Do you think you need to listen to every single one of them to learn something? No. Guys, and if you're not having problems with overeats right now, do you think you need to be on the discovery worksheet call? No, you don't. If we had a call, I don't even know what all is coming up next month, but like, let's say that we have a call on relationships. If your relationships are smoking hot good, that's an optional call. But what we like to do is offer you guys bonus calls. We like to be able to offer you guys optional calls to come to. So if you want to attend live, I think it's amazing and you can ask questions and everything. I think that's great. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But there's also nothing wrong with never attending a live call, with listening to the replays and listening to them over and over. In fact, this morning I was listening to a call from my mentor from July of 2019, and I've listened to it 3 times because it was such a good call. Each time I listen to it, I get something new out of it. I love the repetition. I like to listen. Sometimes I'll listen to calls on 2x speed to even see if it's anything that I want to hear. And if it's not, then I just kill it. And if it's something really good, then I go back and listen to it at 1x speed. So those are just a couple of hacks, but we have lots of good bonus calls coming up this month for you guys, for you to just pick and choose. Do I want to layer this in right now or not? The good news is everything drops into your podcast player. So your private member podcast gets all of them so that you can like select anything you want to listen to and you can delete or skip anything you don't want to listen to. You also get them on the video replays inside the website. Some of you really love to just watch them. You don't necessarily want to just listen to them. You actually want to watch some of these bonus calls. That's great too. They'll all be downloaded in there. We are telling you guys, we are switching up how we're doing the replays. It's going to be typically within 24 hours, but we're not going to upload calls on the weekends anymore. So if a call happens on Friday or on the weekend, it may be Monday before it drops down. So I'm going to start allowing the team to have a little bit more time off on the weekends, not allowing, but they want to be off on the weekends because guess what? That's when their families are off and I want them with their families. Now we still have coverage, nobody worry and stuff, but I'm a big believer in, I want you guys to lose your weight, how you want to live it for the rest of your life. I also want everybody who works for me to love the fuck out of their job. I want them to feel like this is my job for life. I want them to feel like I am working in a way that I could see myself working for the rest of my life. It's just like a common theme that I love to practice. And so with the team, just know that we will have most calls up within 24 hours, but if it needs to happen on the weekend, the person who's doing that, she's off on the weekends now. And I want her to be off on the weekends because she's got a young son and a husband, and that's where she should be. Okay, so these are the calls. We're also going to have calls where we're going to take a deep dive into the phase two worksheets. So last month, we kind of really focused in on phase one on all of our calls. This month, we're going to take a hard look at phase two. It does not mean that you have to be in phase two, guys. Those calls will always be there, but we want to make sure that we take a really good look at the worksheets of phase two. So Kathy will be leading that. She's really good at the model. She loves talking all things about the model, so you'll get that. And then we are also going to have a call on urges. So a couple of months ago, for those of you who've been around for a while, we did a call where everybody brought their favorite binge food, and we did it live. We're going to do it again. It's called Wine and Ding Dongs with Corinne. So we will be doing that this month also. If you want to know when all these calls are, super simple. Go to pnptribe.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page. There will be a link there that says take me to the training calendar, or you can go to the menu bar at the top and it will say get coached, and the training calendar is there for you. So always go to the website. If you're ever wondering when is a call, the website is always up to date on when our calls are. It will always have the links for the Zoom call, all the things. The last thing, I've already talked about the events. Let's see. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and for the remainder of the month, the first 60 continues. I hope you guys are really enjoying the first 60 videos. So they drop every day around 7 a.m. You can watch them in Facebook or you can watch them in the video replays. So if you go to pnptribe.com and you click on video replays and you go to I think it's called by category or something like that. There's like there's one that's like show me everything and then there's like show me by category. There's a button called first 60. You can watch them in order if you would like, or you can just watch the newest one, whatever you want to do. These are short bite videos that just are just like introducing you to little things, either about PNP, little lessons or nuances about like the hunger scale, things that I think are important for you guys to think about. We have given you guys some here's my phone, wallpapers for your phone, just all kinds of little things are in there. Introductions to who the team is, all that kind of stuff. So the first 60 has been fun for us to do for you guys, and we're putting tech tips and all kinds of stuff in there. But if you catch it on Facebook, we're putting it also in our Facebook group. Feel free to leave comments, tag your accountability partners and stuff, because these videos are really good because they're super short and super little, and they really like help you hone in on some stuff that might be coming up for you. We're trying to time it to where it's like during the first 60 days, what are some really important things that the girls need to know? Okay. All right. Let's see if we have any questions. If we do, y'all can pop it in the Q&A. Y'all are loving the first 60. Good. Let's see. Wine and Ding Dongs, great brand name. Yeah, exactly. Does anybody have any questions? Otherwise, we'll get out of here. Are those magnetic lashes? Y'all crack me up. So last night I was joking because we were on the discovery worksheet call. And the first question, I was like, what questions do we have? And the first one I found was, where do you get your amazing tops? And I'm like, looking for a question. It's like, tell me about your lashes. These are the ones where I have to go and they get glued in. So, looking this cute ain't easy. You can ask Kathy though. I am one of those people, like for me, I have to remind myself that this is self-care when I am getting lashes done, when I'm getting my hair done, and when I'm getting my nails and my toes done. I love the finished product, but guys, it is just a mind management the whole time. It's where I get to practice urges because I just definitely do not want to. I don't want to be there. I just don't. I don't personally love the process, but it's fine. Today, what I did was I read a book because when they read, I have the SNS nail, so it's dip powder, and I have to you can't really type because they have to soak them in acetone, then they wrap them in aluminum foil, and so you're in gloves and stuff. So I read a book. And then I started listening to a podcast just to kind of keep my brain engaged and stuff. Do you always coordinate your nails and your tops? No, I just kind of usually just go with more neutral colors. I used to go with wilder colors, but because I film so much stuff, it really dates me. And at the sixth day, we're filming all week long. So at the part of the benefit of coming to the sixth day is we're filming it all because it's so much content. And I wanted them to be able to have that content when they go home. So it will only be available to them, but we may be taking some small segments out of just like when I'm preaching, and you may see a few lessons that pop up in some places in the coming months, but they're going to get the whole package. One of the things that we're doing in 2020 is if you come to camp or you come to, it's camp in the sixth day, we're filming those. So we are not filming DSB. We are filming DSB just like some of the race itself, just so that you guys can have like a little memories package. But for the 3-day, because we're doing relationships, we are not filming that one. There was kind of like a big request. People really wanted to be able to talk about relationships, and they don't necessarily always want that on camera. But with the 6-day people, it was overwhelming that there was going to be so much content that we were going to do that they would like to have that as a package. We're doing the same thing for camp. So this year, camp and 6-day, if you come to those, part of what you get as you're going home package is it takes us about 6 to 8 weeks to get it turned around, but we give you a recording of the event so that you have it and you can re-listen to things and kind of relearn and solidify a lot of the lessons that you get. What's my favorite podcast? My favorite podcast, the one I absolutely never miss, is the one by my mentor. It's the Life Coach School podcast. I love her podcast. One of my friends, Cara Lowenthal, I was actually listening to her podcast while I was getting my nails done. Unfuck Your Brain. I love her podcast. Another friend of mine does the Take a Break podcast. It's all about drinking with Rachel Hart. I love it because I get a lot of information about, she's a life coach like me, and she doesn't cuss, but we definitely, you can tell that we work in the same kind of with urges and things like that. So those are three really solid podcasts. If you were listening to those three plus doing your tribe work, like inside the tribe with the resources, you're going to watch your mindset explode over the next year. I started in December, and sometimes I wonder if I'm over planning in order to make sure I stick to plan. I can happily say that I've planned every day since I started, and I've never been able to plan or log food ever. That's awesome. I don't mind anybody over planning. I think go ahead and over plan. Then what happens is once you have that confidence and that commitment and that excitement, just like you just wrote, Becca, all built up, what you can do is you can start backing out just a little. You don't have to back out a ton. If you notice you don't eat something every day, say like, all right, 2 days this week, I'm not going to plan that. And just see if it makes a difference. You may just start realizing I actually can get away from a lot of it. Can you explain the don't stop believing virtual waste? Do we have to do the race on that same day as DSB, or can we do another day? You can do it on another day. It's up to you. You're going to get your medal, your t-shirt, and your bib, and you can do it either that day. You can do it that weekend. You can do it the weekend before, however you want to do it, as long as you do it. You know, and honestly, you could sign up for it. I could send you all your shit and you could just not do it and I would never know. That would be more, you know, whatever you decide to do. But the virtual race, everybody's going to be in their own private Facebook group with Mary Jo. You're going to be able to find, hopefully, you'll find an accountability group within there if you don't already have one that you can train with and stuff. Like, we're doing it just like we do everything else. Let's all buddy up. Let's all be accountable, that kind of thing. You'll also, if you live in a certain area, a lot of the groups are getting together to do the race together. So they may not be doing it on the same day as us, but they're all going to get together and do it. Like if they're going to do the 5K or they're going to do the 10K, they're all going either to a park or a neighborhood or whatever. They're going to like do as a PMP meetup. So a lot of people are doing it that way. So they're all getting together inside their Facebook group on that stuff. And Mary Jo's kind of helping, making sure that everybody is finding their way around. You get access to the same training plan. You get access to the same calls as the people who are coming here to in Nashville. And I think, to me, what makes our virtual, like, everybody's like, what makes your virtual so different than just like going online to active.com and just getting one? You're not going to sign up for a virtual race, guys, and get 16 weeks of coaching, period. Coach MJ is doing videos on all the things that all of us who've never been runners a day before in our life or walkers a day before in our life need to know. Like, how do you get over yourself in the neighborhood? How do you get over people looking at you? Like, the basics of even just like, what kind of fucking bra do I need to wear? I got big titties. Like, shit like that. Like, that is the stuff. Active.com, not so much an expert in. We know this stuff. This is our third round at the rodeo. We all, like every one of us that is in charge of this race, all of us started with me doing all this shit. We get what it's like to have to do it while losing weight and not being a lifelong exerciser, that kind of stuff. So there's the coaching that's involved and stuff like that. So you have access to that. And then I will be sending a video to everybody who's doing it virtually. You'll get a start line video and a finish line video. So they'll be like, you know, woo-woo, we're getting started, and you can watch it, and then you can go out and do your thing. Then when you end, you can watch the finish line video. Because the people who are coming in person, the difference is, you know, they're getting a weekend with me and all the girls. And so we're having like a race with a girls going wild weekend. So we start off on Friday night with me doing some motivational bullshit on stage and last minute questions and just making sure we're all tight and right and getting ready. And then probably some kind of sappy, if I had to guess, a sappy ass meditation. We all going to get in a kumbaya circle and cry. That's usually what we do at the events when you're with me. Then on Saturday, it's go time. It's just an amazing race. There's nothing like being there in person at the Don't Stop Believing. I have done 60 half marathons. I have done 5 marathons. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's unlike anything out there. I specifically built this race to be unique and special for a reason. Because I know what it's like when they tear down finish lines. And I know what it's like when you're lonely and when you're worried about your body and if you're going to be able to finish, and like the mental struggle of pushing yourself to do something you've never done before and being fucking nervous and all that kind of junk. So we really do a lot of thinking in how do we make it special. And every year we've made it doubly special. And this year's no exception. And everybody gets a hug from me. I stay to the end. I don't care. I don't care if I have to stay there until midnight. If I have to miss the fucking party, I would miss the party. Like, I stay to the end. And then you go off, you get the day to yourself, you get to recover, and then we have a rager party that night. If you don't know, in PNP, I am known for throwing amazing parties that suit lots of different styles. So it's a lot of booty rap, a lot of that kind of stuff, but I keep the lights down low. We have a bar. It's all women. It's fun. It's all the music. It's just, you get to let your hair down that you hadn't let down in a long time. And if you're like a total introvert, we always have it staged with tables and stuff. So if you like to be a spectator, you get to be a spectator. We do so much work in trying to figure out how to, like, I'm not joking. We have spent meeting upon meeting figuring out how to stage tables in the party so that the people who do not want to be, like, I need to be far away from the action. I actually want to be near the action, but I don't want to be in the action. We think of everything. Everything. And you're not required to come to the party, but most people don't miss it because it's just interesting. It's just, I just can't even explain it. Once you get there, like, I'm going to tell you, when you come to a PMP event, here's what happens. You get over yourself. You may not be over yourself before you get there, but once you get there, you start getting over yourself. You start being like, oh, I kind of worried for nothing. Like, oh, this is like what they say. Like, everybody's kind of nice. There's no drama. They're not bullshitting about that junk. I just need all of you to, like, all of you to know, anytime if there's ever a whiff of drama around me, I am the kind of person who puts the shit out. I'm like, oh, we need to just have a talk right now. Like, and here's where we're going to talk about it. I just don't do drama. Not unless the only drama I do is like, it's got to be on Netflix. That's as close as I get to it. I don't even tolerate my own damn family. So that our party is amazing. And then on Sunday, we end with in-person breakfast. And then we spend a half a day just about what's next. Because here's what happens. You train for something and then you have post-race blues. You're like, it's the what's left syndrome. It's the exact same thing that we go through when we hit maintenance. What's next? I don't know. I didn't even think about it. It's kind of, I always liken it to when Chris and I had Logan. We really prepared for labor. We took the classes, we bought the things, we hired the doula, we did all the things. And then we had him and we had not prepared for what it was like to have the newborn. What do you do with him? Like, we had stuff, we had no inkling as to what was going to happen to us. And it was like, oh, what's next? So I like to always end Don't Stop Believing weekend with, let's really cement the amazing thing you just did for yourself. And now what are we going to do next? Let's take it forward. Next goals. How are you, like, there's just stuff that has to happen after you train for a big race. You have to figure out how you're going to eat, all that kind of junk. So anyway, there you go. And everybody's talking about the party now. That's funny. Let me answer a couple more and we'll get out of here because I didn't want this to go too long. One of the reasons I have weight to lose is because I can eat healthy all the time. I won't eat healthy at all. If I can't work out 30 minutes, I won't work out. I know this thinking is not healthy and TDL material, but curious as I'm having trouble writing stuff down if I can't do it perfectly. I have been aware and made 24-hour plans in my head, but I know it would hold me more accountable if I just write it down. I'm just not much of a writer and have an 8-month-old and full-time job. I've got to overcome this. Brittany, I need you just to decide. Number one, I'm not going to whine anymore about not being a writer. I'm done with that part. You do not need to be a writer. You need to write for 3 minutes. You need to tell yourself, you're sitting there, I'm just not a writer and I've got this full-time job and I've got an 8-month-old and stuff. Girl, you got 3 minutes. You probably took you two to type all that. You're on this call. Get off the call right now and go make a plan. Like, it is literally that simple. But when you have your TNT drama working behind you and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not a writer. And because I'm not a writer now, that's going to force me into like feeling obstinate, right? And then when we feel obstinate, this is what we do. We have to figure out what are all of our obstacles. And we have to remind ourselves of our obstacles at all time. Rather than just saying like, oh, shit. I need to write for 3 minutes a day. When am I doing that? Do it when you first get to work. Do it before you get out of the car, before you go into the job. Wake up 3 minutes earlier every single day so that you can arrive at your job 3 minutes earlier every single day and write that shit down. That's it. This is what I'll be eating today. Your issue. And this is a lot of people's issue, that if you want to lose weight, here's the problem. You have to quit declaring yourself as a perfectionist. You already know that it's not working for you. And here's the problem with perfectionists. They think that they have to do it perfectly. That's wrong. Perfectionists are afraid of mistakes. So from fear, they just don't do anything and get it all wrong. That's all we're doing right now. So stop saying I'm a perfectionist. Just be really honest with yourself and say, like, you know what? It's not that I'm a perfectionist. I'm afraid I'll do it wrong. I'd rather you tell yourself over and over and over again that I'm in fear that I'm going to do it wrong than to keep telling yourself it's because I'm a perfectionist. That always sounds so good, but it's a lie. Perfectionists are not actually perfectionists. They're people who are afraid. Otherwise, you'd just be doing it and you would just do it wrong and sloppy and figure it out. I feel like I'm an actual perfectionist because I'm always seeking how to do it better. And I just do a lot of shit wrong all the time so that I can figure out faster how to get better. I'm more interested in getting better. You're more interested in not getting it wrong. And you just need to see that for yourself. You got to understand that part. And then you have to tell yourself the truth. Oh, shit, I'm not really a perfectionist. I'm someone who's scared they're going to do it wrong. And the only reason why you'd be scared you're going to do it wrong is because you're going to beat yourself up over it. At some point, you're going to make it mean, well, that must mean I can't do this, and this must mean I'm this, and whatever your reasons are. That's all optional. That whole part of it, the beat down, don't have to do that part. So if you don't have to do that part, you really don't have anything to be afraid of. The worst that happens is you start making your mistakes and learning what's next for you so that you can get better. So just don't deny yourself all your success. Just stop doing that part. Is the model unique to the Life Coach School? I believe so. It's based, like, it's Brooke's version of a lot of work that she's learned and done throughout her life and read. What do you think is a good pace for doing the No BS video content? There's no good pace. There's only the pace that you're doing. I don't think there's a good pace. I think of like doing the No BS like thumbprints. Every single person is different. Every single person's different. So it's at the pace that where it feels like you are making some progress, where you are challenging yourself to push play, where you're not holding yourself back out of fear that you're going to consume too much. I'd rather see you over-listen a little bit. And I was actually talking about this last night. Like, be willing to over-listen just a little bit. And then be willing to go back and listen again, because you're only going to retain, you're going to listen to No BS and you're going to retain 20%. So it's going to take you 5 complete rounds in order to get almost like the 100%, which, you know, nobody ever gets 100%. You'll hear it different every single time because you'll be able to like, oh yeah, I know that. And I'm doing that so well. Oh, this now makes sense because now I'm not having to focus in on this. So just listen. At whatever pace you want. That you said you're excited to devour it, and but also you want to make sure you're putting things into practice. So here's how I do. Listen to something, like listen to a lesson, pick something out there and say, like, all right, this is how I'm going to practice it. And then just start practicing it. You could listen to the next lesson, but still practice that one. And then you can come back and re-listen to those lessons and be like, oh, okay, now I want to pick up the next thing. And as you listen to lessons, I would do the worksheets, guys. I think the worksheets are invaluable. So as you go through No BS, watching the videos, if there is a worksheet, I'd probably do the worksheet before I listened to the next video. But, you know, guys, feel free to go back and forth in it. You can listen to it linearly 5 straight times if you want. You can listen to phase one, re-listen to it again, re-listen to it again. Or you can listen to phase one, be implementing phase one while consuming phase two and thinking about it. There's just really no right or wrong. Just think about the kind of learner you are. Do you do better linearly? Do you, like me, I don't hardly ever listen to anything in a straight line. I know this is going to sound insane, but I'm kind of a wildfire. I'm just like, that looks good. That looks good. And then usually what I'll do is I'll hit upon something that's super interesting. I'm like, ooh, I bet I needed to listen to the stuff before it for it to make sense. I'll go back and listen to that whole lesson with all the sub lessons underneath. So like in our world, you would listen to like a unit that looks very enticing. And it's like, oh, that doesn't completely make sense, but it's interesting. Maybe I'll back up and listen to the whole module and watch how it builds on itself. There's just, I'm just going to tell you, the way that I designed No BS, it makes sense if you go through it in order, but if you went wildfire because like you just like, want to pick and choose some stuff, it would still serve you. You're not going to push play on something and be like, well, I'm screwed because I didn't listen in order. Or you're not going to like, there was a lady I was coaching last night. You're not going to listen to some stuff and realize, oh my God, I wasn't doing the worksheets. And then, well, I guess I'll never lose weight. No, it doesn't work that way. Just go back, find the worksheets and be like, do I need to listen to the lesson or do I just need to do this worksheet? There's just no rush. And there's no right. Well, I think the biggest thing that I watch you guys go through is thinking that there is this acceptable pace. If I just knew the pace and I just knew what Corinne expected and I was doing that, then I'd be guaranteed my weight loss. You're going to be guaranteed your weight loss because you don't quit. That's the guarantee for your weight loss. If you want to make sure that you lose all of your weight, it's because you will do this for the rest of your life. You will get back up. You will re-listen. You will get excited about the process of learning. That's how you know you can guarantee your success. If my husband or best friend comes with me, do they have a fee? No. So if the people come to the Don't Stop Believing, you can bring husbands, you can be friends and stuff. They'll get to come to the party. They won't be coming to our meetings, like in our trainings, and they're not allowed to race with you. They're allowed to cheer you on all damn day, but they're not allowed to be on the course racing with you. Do people come alone to the race? The majority of our people come alone to the race. They come by themselves and they meet up with the people that they have. Like when you sign up for the in-person, you will meet a lot of PNP people. You will end up training online and stuff like that. I guarantee we line everybody up and we hit go and you just end up with tribe sisters. I can't tell you how many made great friends on the course. They never even talked to them before, but they ended up at the same pace and they ended up walking together and talking together. Next thing you know, they're like best friends for life. My No BS would not let me back in after I completed it. Should we not click the last one? Oh, Christy, just email us at support@pnptribe.com. We just probably just need to reset it. That's like a technical glitch. So make sure you email us. But we do want you to complete the last one because you get a special email from us. That's just, we just need you to just email us. That's all. Okay, guys, that was everything. Y'all have an amazing weekend. Kick ass. Pray. Wish the luck. Send the good vibes. Hum a meditation, whatever it is, it floats your boat when it comes to getting the karma and good vibes out into the world. Please do so for the 6-day people. Number one, they're nervous as fuck. They're going to be in a room with me for 6 days. Can you even imagine? Number two, a lot of them are flying and traveling. This is, you know, January. So I always like to just like pray and send good wishes for everyone for safe travels and things like that. They're going to be coming and going. And also the last thing, that they all bring their open mind and that I have the wisdom because they really want this, just like all of you. And they have worked really hard for a couple of months already with me in Facebook and with our coaches and in their mentor teams. And I really want this to be, I designed this week to change their life and I want it to be a week that changes their life. So be thinking of all of them. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.